Rina, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you, Amber. Thanks so much for having me on.
So to start off, will you tell us about the focus of the 2025 ESG Careers Report? I suppose, why did you decide to undertake it in the first place and what does it involve?
So the reason we decided to undertake the survey is because at Matrix Recruitment, we're always looking for ways to give valuable insights to the candidates that we work with, job seekers that we work with, and employers that we work with. So as ESG sustainability, I mean, we all know the ambitious climate action plans that Ireland has in place. And I mean, it's globally as well, thinking, you know, according to the World Economic Forum, the number of green jobs globally has grown 8%. Year on year over the past 5 years. And if you're looking at some kind of IDA findings, they would estimate that by 2050, twice as many jobs will require green expertise than there are to fill them. So it's definitely an area of the workplace and the market that's really developing quite quickly. We're seeing pattern shifts in that area, and there's a huge amount of growth expected in it. So at Matrix Recruitment, I mean, we specialize in helping our clients find people for their jobs and match talent to organizations and help job seekers find the roles that they want. So we're constantly looking at what's happening in the market, in the jobs market, what will the future workforce look like, what does the future workplace look like, and that market in Ireland. So that's why we decided to undertake the survey, in order to see what the perceptions are out there in terms of the green jobs, ESG, sustainability, what are the perceptions, and how much, I suppose, it's already taken a hold in Ireland.
Okay, fascinating. And how many people, Rina, did you survey then as part of this?
So this one was a snapshot. So this was our first time to do this. And as I said, it's because it's a growing area and we're always trying to get out ahead of this and keep on top of insights and areas of development. So this one was a snapshot of more than 160 adults in Ireland. So a good, I suppose, snapshot to give us those perceptions of what's happening in Ireland at the moment.
Okay. And I know people are much more focused now on being sustainable, aren't they? And I think that was reflected in the findings, wasn't it, Rina?
Definitely. Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of the findings, when you're talking about people, of course, have their, you know, day-to-day life and they're focused on sustainability, but it's now coming into the workplace and expectations they have of their employers as well. So our survey results were showing that 1 in 3 job seekers would check a company's green credentials before applying to a job. And then 50% said that sustainability policies, they influence job acceptance. And you're looking at, I mean, 84% believe that all companies should disclose their environmental and ESG impact. So definitely we're seeing an increase in perceptions and like seeing a clear shift in what today's workforce expects. And we've seen particularly, say, younger candidates or those under 30 are more likely to actually ask employers and interviewers about their policies. So they're challenging the companies a little bit and not just kind of taking it for granted that every company will have an ESG or a sustainability type policy. They're actually challenging and asking employers about it. They want to know and they want that to align with what their own values are as well.
That's really, really interesting. And did the survey look at the impact maybe that might have, I suppose, in terms of like, would people maybe, did they say that they'd be inclined to maybe refuse a job if the sustainability policy in that organization wasn't what they were looking for, it didn't align with what they would hope to see maybe?
So what we found in the survey, or what the results show, that a low number of people would actually reject a job if there's no green policy in existence. So it shows that, look, within the current economy, you know, in Ireland, people are maybe still focused on the role itself, the salary, the basics. But I suppose first, like with any of these types of changes, first come the perceptions, the expectations and the desire for change. And then more and more, as companies see that the ESG and sustainability policies are a differentiator. So rather, like, job seekers aren't actually rejecting them based on these policies, but they're definitely a differentiator. So any company with, say, ESG sustainability policies in place, they know that these are important for job seekers and can use them as a differentiator to attract and retain talent.
Okay, it's really interesting. And I know, Rina, you mentioned earlier in terms of seeing that the shift, I suppose, that was there in what today's workforce maybe expects when they're looking for a job or when, you know, they're hoping to work in a specific organisation. Was that surprising to you maybe to see that shift, or was it something that you kind of half expected?
That matrix recruitment, I'd see this in interviews where actually people, candidates, job seekers that I'm working with would actually ask me about what's the company doing. And I mean, it depends. So I would always ask as well with any client, what are their ESG policies? What, you know, kind of sustainability efforts are they going through? What are they giving back? Because I know it is a differentiator. So when we're speaking to job seekers, it's always something that will pique their interest. And you get more interest when you can relay that. And I suppose, Amber, it doesn't have to be, sometimes I think, you know, for the likes of maybe SMEs, smaller companies, there's so much about ESG and sustainability, it can be maybe a little bit overwhelming. It doesn't have to be a huge ESG program, you know, that the company has. Really, job seekers just want to know that companies are acting in a responsible manner and, you know, they're thinking of the environment, giving back to, you know, social communities around them, and they have that corporate governance in place. So it's more about being a responsible company and thinking about the sustainability in the longer term. So we have some clients, pharmaceutical companies, who have been undertaking projects such as implementing more sustainable packaging, looking at the suppliers that they use to make sure that, you know, they're good quality, they're giving back again to the environment, there's no kind of issues in the supply chain. And that might be on a larger scale where we'd have, you know, maybe SMEs who are more focused on what's feasible for them. And that might be making sure that there's recycling, you know, policy in place. Smaller retail companies might do return kind of policies, which is back into that kind of circular economy type ideas. Or we have others where they ask employees as much as possible to carpool. So it doesn't have to be a big program. Really, sustainability and ESG policies can be implemented in the most realistic way possible for that company. But employees and job seekers want to know that their company is given back and responsible in that way.
Okay, it's really good to know. And it's interesting as well to see the steps, I suppose, that can be taken as well. And as you said, they don't all have to be those big steps, but the smaller ones make a difference as well. Do you think, I suppose, or even from your own work at Matrix Recruitment, Rina, is it something that employers are willing to take on, I suppose, and are they trying to become maybe that bit more greener, or to just get their policies maybe up to date and in place in a bid to attract and, as you said earlier, retain that talent as well? Is it something that they're actively working towards?
Yes. And I would see that. And even, I mean, with the CSRD kind of reporting regime that's come in, there more and more, I will say they're probably being forced to do that, you know, from a reporting point of view and reporting on their ESG metrics and their ESG kind of impact. But certainly they are seeing it as well as a manner of attracting talent. And I mean, it does depend on the industry as well. So for your kind of traditional industries, okay, you know, manufacturing, pharmaceutical, finance, those types of industries are looking at it in a way that it is already, it's coming into their industry. So for example, you know, accountants now, you know, you can actually, there's accountancy bodies who are offering training in kind of the reporting fundamentals, sustainability micro credentials. So it's working its way down into every industry and every job. And then apart from that, you have the actual renewable energy sector. you know, so the likes of your solar, your wind energy, and biodiversity. So there's many different facets to it, and it will depend what the employer is doing, how much they have to report on the industry that they're in. But certainly they are looking at it as a way, or, you know, as far as we're concerned, we do have these conversations with our clients, and they are aware that candidates will ask about that. Job seekers will be interested in their sustainability efforts and the impact that they're actually having, and how kind of responsible they are when it comes to ESG and sustainability.
Okay. And just before we finish up, Rena, if people want to see the results of the survey in full, are they available somewhere that they can access them?
They would be available online, or they can reach out to us at Matrix Recruitment or visit our website at matrixrecruitment.ie.
That's fantastic. Well, Rena, thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Thank you so much for your time, Amber.